Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody, coast to coast, This Week in America. Personal Poetic Perspectives by Montrell Jackson Sinegar, Ph.D., is a compilation of poems that covers a variety of topics such as family, relationships, abuse, black history, and current events. Some of the poems depicted in this book will make you laugh. Others will make you cry, and all of the poems included in this collection will inspire readers to think and identify their own personal perspectives and biases. Dr. Sinegar is a native of New Orleans, Louisiana, worked in the public school system for 33 and a half years. During that time, she worked as a teacher, counselor, assistant principal, and principal. She also served as a licensed professional counselor and licensed professional counselor supervisor. She retired from the school system in 2018, has recently embarked upon a new career as a writer, fulfilling one of her goals and satisfying her passion for writing poetry. In addition to writing, Dr. Sinegar now devotes her time to her family. Dr. Montrell Jackson Sinegar, author of Personal Poetic Perspectives, our guest on This Week in America. Dr. Sinegar, welcome to the program. A pleasure to have you with us.
Thank you. Pleasure to be here.
Really looking forward to talking about this book, and it's hard not to relate as we're reading the stories and the poetry that you have in this book. Talk about, was there a backstory? What was the reason that you decided to put this collection together in Personal Poetic Perspectives?
Well, I have always wanted to publish a book, and I do enjoy writing poetry. It's something that comes to me naturally. So I had something to say about various topics, and I put the book together. Also, I think back to when I was in seventh grade, and my seventh grade language arts teacher told me he couldn't wait to read my first book. Now, that's been a long time ago, but it's something that I actually finally accomplished. So never underestimate the value of encouraging someone to do something, because it sticks with you.
And it could take decades, but it still is there,
it
and you
happens,
are able
right?
to accomplish that. And that's another lesson besides all these topics we're going to talk about with Dr. Sinegar on the program today. The fact that sometimes people get to that stage of life and it's like, okay, I can't do it. You did it, and you did it successfully. The book is Personal Poetic Perspectives, Dr. Montrell Jackson Sinegar, and I'll give you the spelling several times and where the book's available. Sinegar is S-I-N-E-G-A-R. We've got that on our website. Her website is MontrellJacksonSinegar.com. You can link on directly and go to her website by going to our website. Why do you think this book has appealed to readers? You read reviews and it's touched so many people, a broad spectrum of people. Why do you think the book is appealing to people like it is?
I think because it touches on serious topics as well as some silly topics. So we have the serious, we have the humor tied together, and therefore, it's bound to attract a variety of readers.
Why do you think the book is relevant today? A lot of these were observations made over your lifetime, sharing those now. Why is it relevant today? It's, as you're reading them, it's something we all can relate to today. Why do you think that's true?
I think because each person who reads this book, they're going to view things from their own perspective. In fact, I've had people to read certain poems and they'll call and say, you know, I think you meant this when you wrote Perpetrator. Were you talking about that, or were you trying to say something else? And then another person will say, well, I thought you meant something else. So everybody can relate to it. Additionally, there are a lot of topics that are relevant to what's going on in the world today, such as Black history. And, you know, in certain states, you have this critical race theory thing being talked about where they don't even want Black history to be taught in school.
Yes.
So that's something that is addressed in this book. We have just hatred. We see things happening in this world that are happening because people actually hate other people for no apparent reason. So that's something addressed in the book. Also, the January 6th insurrection. We have those hearings going on right now. There's a poem that addresses that. So it's a lot of current events and things that are just occurring in today's society.
I mentioned in the beginning your 33 and a half years in the educational system, teaching and in leadership there as well. How frightening, maybe frightening is a strong word. Again, maybe it's not. Would it be to be a teacher now? And you've got in our state parent groups that want to have teachers put on body cams so they can sit at home and monitor what's being taught to their kids. These are not educated educators. These are parents that, in many cases, have a political agenda. How difficult would it be to be a teacher now, to be free to talk about all of these issues in an honest way?
Oh, my goodness. It would be, I hate to use the word horrifying, but I think it would be.
Yes.
To have to make that decision on what you can say, what you can't say. Is somebody going to come after you because of something you said and they misinterpreted what you said? Also, you have the whole issue of violence in the school system right now and certain people saying teachers should be armed. That's ridiculous, in my opinion.
Can you imagine going into school and maybe taking your lunch for the day and then packing a weapon as you go in to start your school day? It just... When we think we've come so far in all of these areas that you've talked about, and you see we haven't, and there's a regression in some areas. I'm off topic here, but it's you mentioned that.
Right.
But these are topics you mention in the book, and it gets all of us thinking where we are, how we got here. Do we want to stay here? Do we want to go somewhere else? The book is Personal Poetic Perspectives by Montrell Jackson Sinegar, PhD. Our website, montrelljacksonsinegar.com. All this on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Is the book based on your life? I know you've got input from a number of people here, but in coming up with the topics, the poetry for the book, based on your life, quite a bit of this?
A lot of it is autobiographical in nature. A lot of it, though, my purpose in writing some of the poems as a former counselor is to give a voice to people who don't necessarily have a voice. For instance, the poem entitled Zip Tied Tongue. It's about being autistic. A lot of autistic people struggle with relating socially. So in writing this poem, I'm giving them a voice. Also, I'm touching upon other issues that people see as taboo. They don't want to talk about mental illness. They don't want to talk about sexual abuse. There's a poem that I talk about sexual abuse from a child's perspective. And that's my way of giving that child a voice. So some things, of course, when I talk about my story, that's truly my story. Other things, this is a means for me to give people a voice.
How difficult was it to find the poetry for this compilation, this collection that you have here, to know the right topics, the balance of the topics you mentioned before, that you'll get very serious, then you'll give us a laugh as we're going through? Constructing this collection, what was that like to for maximum effectiveness in getting the message through?
Well, the book begins with a poem entitled Life. And it ends with death, a poem entitled Death. And then it touches on everything in between, things that can happen from being enticed by a delicious dish to struggling with anorexia. So a lot of times, and what I do is I actually keep a pad and a pen on my nightstand, and if an idea hits me, I'm writing. So sometimes these poems just happen in the middle of the night. I get an idea, I have to get up and put it to paper, put pen to paper.
And then hope you can read your writing the next morning. That was always my problem. It's like, wow, yes. I have no idea yes. what I wrote. So you try to reconstruct your night to come up with what you think you wrote down there. Talk about the book of poetry. There's a number of books out there, but yours really is different. It's unique. What makes your book different, do you think, from many other poetry books available?
I think because people can relate to it, and it gives people the opportunity to engage in self-reflection, and actually it challenges people to think about their opinions. And, you know, in the beginning of the book, in the notes, I actually say, if you see yourself in any of this poetry, it's important for you to realize why. So if you're seeing yourself in a negative light, why? What's going on in your world? And you need to acknowledge that, and hopefully you'll have the courage to change it.
I was going to ask what you hope readers take away from reading the book, Personal Poetic Perspectives. And I think you touched mm-hmm. on that there. I mentioned it's all relatable to us. I guess then we have to question why it's relatable. Is that what you were saying? That, okay, if this is resonating with you, then why is that? You can learn from your response.
Yes, yes. For instance, there's a poem called Caged Woman. Which addresses a woman being abused. If you're in that situation, do you realize you're in that situation? If you're a person who's controlling another person, do you realize that's something that you're doing? And if you're doing that, maybe you need to acknowledge it and do something about it.
The book is Personal Poetic Perspectives by Montrell Jackson Sinegar, Ph.D. That's S-I-N-E-G-A-R. Her website is montrelljacksonsinegar.com. Book available, Amazon, Barnes & Noble, all the usual places, and you can order on our website as well. All this information on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Is there a specific audience that you hope to reach with the book? Was there a target audience as you were putting this together?
I think as a former teacher, I would love it if students can relate to the book. I've actually had a great response. I'm going to give a little shout out to the students at Southern University in Baton Rouge, Louisiana. I've had a great response from a lot of students on that campus who are buying the book and enjoying the book. Also, in the book, I chose to pay homage to former President Barack Obama, as well as Serena Williams. So I would love it if at yes. some point they read that book.
Well, hopefully they will. And there's so much in there, and you've done such an excellent job in bringing out a variety of topics and getting us thinking about them. Do you plan on writing other books? I mentioned this sort of satisfied this desire you've had to be a writer, to write poetry specifically. Any plans for future books?
Yes, I actually have one in the making as we speak. This one actually will be a little longer. And the title, I've gotten it. It will be Voices Via Verse. You know, I've got the three-word thing going
yes.
there.
Yeah, I like that. I like that. Nothing wrong with alliteration at all. I like that. Personal Poetic Perspective is this book, and we'll be looking forward to the next book as well. Where do you get your ideas from the poems? I mentioned this before, that a lot of these mm-hmm. are your thoughts over the years, talking to other people, maybe observing other people, not even talking with them, but observing. Where do the ideas come from?
Yeah, a lot is observing people. I'll see somebody do something and it's like, got to write about it. Or it's something that happens to me, or just engaging in conversation with someone and they'll say, I think you should write something about that. I've had my sister-in-law call me and she's like, I'm so disgusted with Siri. Write a poem about that. things like that. So that'll be in the next book.
Well, that's one reason to look forward to that. We all get disgusted with Siri from time to time. I don't want to say that too loud, or I'll have something go off in the room here. But yes, we can all relate to that. Talk about the writing style. Many of these are written in the first person. Talk about your decision to write that way and the whole format of the book.
Yes, a lot of the poems, even if it's not personally about me, I write it in first person because I think that the reader can relate to it. It gives the reader the opportunity to put themselves in that situation personally. If they're reading it and it's saying, I. Yes. So they're actually putting themselves in that situation. Also, I think as a counselor, I'm a very empathetic person. So it's easy for me to write in first person and just try to sympathize or empathize with another individual.
How long did it take for you to write this book, Personal Poetic Perspectives?
Actually, it took about 6 months.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
And the result is receiving rave reviews. You'll find the book, of course, Amazon, Barnes & Noble, all the usual places. Also, Dr. Sinegar's website, MontrellJacksonSinegar.com, giving you a lot of information, but it's all on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. What did this book do to you? Did it give you maybe going back and looking at some issues and maybe even having a different perspective now once you went back and maybe put it in context of where we are in society today? What impact did it have on you, the author, in sharing these stories?
You know, it did allow me the opportunity as well to engage in self-exploration, self-reflection, just to gauge where I am now at this point in my life and how different experiences that I've had, how they have impacted my life and the way I see things and the way I engage with other people.
And as you read the book, you will go through that process yourself of thinking about what Dr. Sinegar is talking about and read it quietly and read it and then have time for reflection. And it could be eye-opening as you honestly share some thoughts with yourself. Some authors, yes. If I don't sell like 8 million copies of this, the book probably isn't successful. When you go into writing a book, what makes this book a success for you? Obviously, to pay the bills and to see sales increase is important. But I get the impression touching people in a very positive way is an equal part of that equation.
Definitely. Now, look, don't get me wrong. I do want to sell some books. So let's not think that's not important, but it's also important that if I impact one person in a positive way, if I get one person, for example, someone who may be a white supremacist to see, my goodness, this is not something that resonates with society. It's not something that I want to be, or a person who is actually treating someone in a way they shouldn't be treated, and they change what they're doing. So any kind of positive impact on, if it's one individual, two individuals, three individuals, that will make me satisfied with putting this product out.
A couple minutes left in the conversation. I'm going to go back and talk about some of the issues we talked about at the beginning, the divisiveness that we have in this country, the borderlines, and it crosses the border on hatred. In dealing with young people for the 33 and a half years in the school system, what are your concerns about students today, about young people today, where you see it going? They're exposed to so much. And that's in a good way because it doesn't take like 6 months to work on a term paper and do the research and trips back and forth to the library. You have access to that information quickly,
right.
But you also have access to a lot of negative situations going on. What's your concern for students today?
When it comes to technology, as you're saying, yes, there's a positive aspect to it, but they're exposed to so much that I think sometimes students don't get the opportunity, or they're so worried about actually being who they are. There's a poem entitled Live Your Truth. And sometimes students, children, teenagers, they don't feel free to do that.
Yes.
Because there's so much coming at them. And they're trying to please so many people that they need to realize they need to just please themselves and be themselves and be free to do that.
Well, that's why
a lot of times they aren't.
No, it's like, who am I? And then you sort of see it through the prism of everybody else and what they're looking at and what they expect me to be. And that's why all of the poetry in this book is so important. It's so well done. Personal Poetic Perspectives by Montrell Jackson Sinegar, PhD. Sinegar is S-I-N-E-G-A-R. Doctor, it's been a pleasure having you on the program. I hope we have a chance to do this again. So many things to talk about, and excited about the projects you've got upcoming as well. Thank you for spending some time with us on the program today.
Thank you so much. I look forward to doing this again.
It has been our pleasure. Montrell Jackson Sinegar, that's S-I-N-E-G-A-R, is the author of the book. That's her website as well, montrelljacksonsinegar.com. Book Personal Poetic Perspectives, very easy to remember. You can Google it, find it at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, all of the usual places. And go to our website. You can link on directly by going to our website, thisweekinamerica.us. We're back on today's program right after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.